Hola and welcome to today's Pro Spanish lesson. To begin with, we need to look at you verbs. So that's you do these things. Okay, so hablas, you speak. Actually, it's also the question, do you speak? But let's just keep it simple with you. Hablas, you speak. Hablas español, you speak Spanish. Or the question, do you speak Spanish? Compras. You buy. Paras, you stop. Miras, you look or you look at. It can mean as well. And it's important to notice now that all of these end in AS. Hablas, compras, paras, miras. Okay, they all end in AS. We're going to go through a couple that end in ES now. And don't worry about trying to remember all of these. We'll leave them on the screen and we'll pick them and use them when we need them. So, comes is you eat. Comes, you eat, ending in ES. Corres is you run. Corres. And vuelves is you return, you come back. So comes, corres, vuelves. All ending in ES. Okay, so let's have a look at hablas. Hablas, hablas español. Hablas español. You speak Spanish or do you speak Spanish? We could just say no hablas español. But that would only mean you don't speak Spanish. You don't speak Spanish. No hablas español. You don't speak Spanish. That does not mean don't speak Spanish. So to say don't speak Spanish, we need something completely different. We could say the same for corres. Corres is you run. We could say no corres. But that doesn't mean don't run. That just means you don't run. So no corres rápido. That doesn't mean don't run fast. That means you don't run fast. You don't run fast. You're slow. So we need something different if we're going to say don't do it. And we need the subjunctive. So the much feared subjunctive. You're going to see how easy it is to learn right now, because we need the subjunctive to say don't do this and that. So all we do is, you've noticed that we have ones that end in AS and ones that end in ES. So basically, all of the ones that end in AS is because they are AR verbs, and the ones that don't end in AS and end in ES, it's because they are not AR verbs. They are either ER or IR verbs. But that's by the by for the moment. So, hablas, compras, paras, miras. Comes, corres, vuelves. To make the subjunctive, all we do is we flip the last two letters. So all of the ones that are AS become ES. All of the ones that are ES become AS. So, don't speak, don't talk is no hables, no hables, no hables. We've just flipped the AS for the ES. No hables. How would you say don't buy, don't buy? No compres, no compres. No compres, don't buy. And let's just add on, let's just use eso as well. Eso is that. So it'd be very useful because we can say, well, how would you say? Don't buy that. No compres eso. No compres eso. How would you say? Don't stop. No pares. No pares. Don't stop. No pares. And how would you say, don't run. So corres is run. How would you say don't run? No corras. No corras. So you just flip the ES for the AS. No corras. Don't run. How would you say don't eat that? Don't eat that. What would it be? No comas eso. No comas eso. Don't eat that. How would we say don't come back? Don't come back. So vuelves is you come back. You come back. So how would we say don't come back? No vuelvas. No vuelvas. Don't come back. No vuelvas. And we'll just take a brief pause there while I mention the Pro Spanish Levels 1 to 6 course, available for download from prospanish.co.uk. This course takes the complete beginner or near beginner right up to a conversational level of Spanish in nice, easy steps. Okay, so back to the lesson. Let's just add in another useful phrase, word. Así, like this, like that. Así. So we said eso is that, and así is like this or like that. How would you say, don't speak like that, or don't talk like that? What would that be? No hables así. No hables así. Don't talk like that. How about, don't run like that. Don't run like that. No corras así. No corras así. Don't run like that. So, nice and easy. We just flip the AS for the ES or the ES for the AS. It's just a swap. You just do the opposite. So that's don't do whatever it might be. And obviously we do have some irregular ones, but they're all fairly easy because of how they're grouped together. Have a look at this group and see if you can spot the pattern. To say don't come, it's no vengas. To say don't go out, no salgas. To say don't do or don't make, no hagas. No hagas. So no vengas, no salgas, no hagas. And if you know your present tense, if you know your present tense with the I, you'll know that there are a group of verbs that are irregular in the I, in the first person, and they all end in go. So I do is hago, I come is vengo, I go out is salgo. And all of these, the whole group, in fact, any verb that's irregular in the I, in the present tense, is also irregular in the subjunctive. And you just take that core, that stem, as they call it, the core part of the verb, you use that, and you add AS. So, no. So, vengo is I come. So, don't come is no vengas. So, take that core with the G and end and put on AS. No vengas, don't come. Salgo is I go out. It's irregular in the first person, I. No salgas, don't go out. Hago is I do or I make. Take that core, I'd add AS. No hagas, don't do. No hagas eso, don't do that. So let's see if you know any more. Do you know how to say I say? I say, because that's an irregular go verb. I say is digo. Digo is I say. So how would you say don't say? Don't say. What would that be? Don't say. No digas. No digas. Don't say. So how would you say don't say that? Don't say that. What would it be? No digas eso. No digas eso.
How about
I put, also irregular, what would that be?
Pongo.
So how would you say don't put?
No pongas.
And one more, do you know I bring? I bring is traigo. I bring, traigo. How would you say, don't bring that? Don't bring that. What would it be?
No traigas.
No traigas eso. Don't bring that. No traigas eso. And there's a irregular one, which is not a go verb, but it's incredibly useful. The word for I go is boy, but the don't go is not no boyas, but it's similar, no bayas. So don't go, no bayas. So don't go to the party. No vayas a la fiesta. Don't go to the party. Don't go to work. No vayas al trabajo. Don't go to work. And a very useful extension of vayas is to say no te vayas. No te vayas. It's making it what we call reflexive, a reflexive verb, but it's just changed the meaning. No te vayas, instead of being don't go, is don't leave. Don't leave. So if you want to say to somebody don't leave, it's no te vayas. No te vayas. So how would you say don't leave like that or don't leave like this? What would that be?
No te vayas así.
No te vayas así. So let's do a bit of faster practice now using what we've learnt, and we'll include así, like this, like that, eso, that, and let's add in ahora, now, ahora, so that we can extend our sentences a bit. So how would you say don't stop now? Don't stop now. What would that be?
No pares ahora.
No pares ahora. Don't stop now. How would you say don't eat that? Don't eat that. What would it be?
No comas eso. No comas eso.
How about don't go out now? Don't go out now. What would that be?
No salgas ahora.
No salgas ahora. Don't go out now. No salgas ahora. How about don't do that? Don't do that. What would it be?
No hagas eso.
No hagas eso. Don't do that. No hagas eso. How about don't come now? Don't come now.
No vengas ahora.
No vengas ahora. Don't come now. Now, as I've taught you the subjunctive, so to be able to say don't do this, we've needed the subjunctive. Let me quickly show you, because it's easy and it'll give you a nice head start on the subjunctive. So I'll show you another use, which is essential for good Spanish conversation. If you want to say in Spanish, I want you to do something, I want you to do something, you have to say I want, quiero, that you do it. I want that you do it. That's the structure. I want that you do it. And the you do has to be subjunctive. So I want that you subjunctive do it. So quiero, I want. ¿Qué? That. I want that. So let's say, I want you to speak Spanish. It has to be, I want that you speak Spanish. So what would it be? I want that you speak Spanish. Subjunctive.
Quiero que hables español. Quiero que hables español.
How would you say, I want you to stop? I want you to stop. What would that be?
Quiero que pares. Quiero que pares.
How about, I don't want you to come back. I don't want that you come back. How would you say that?
No quiero que vuelvas. No quiero que vuelvas.
I don't want you to come back. How about, I don't want you to do that. So, I don't want that you do that.
No quiero que hagas eso. No quiero que hagas eso.
I don't want you to do that. How about, and this one could be useful, I want you to leave. What would that be? I want you to leave.
Quiero que te vayas.
Quiero que te vayas. I want that you leave.
Quiero que te vayas.
How about, I don't want you to go out. I don't want you to go out.
No quiero que salgas.
No quiero que salgas. Now if you want to say he or she, so I want him to leave. I want her to speak Spanish. So basically, I want that she speaks Spanish. So for he or she subjunctive, we just drop the S from the U.
Hables goes to hable.
Corras goes to corra, etc. So how would you say, I don't want him to come. I don't want him to come to the party or whatever it might be. So I don't want that he comes. What would it be?
No quiero que venga. No quiero que venga.
So if it was, I don't want you to come, no quiero que vengas. But for he or she, I don't want him to come, I don't want that he comes, drop the S. No quiero que venga. And that would also mean I don't want her to come. How about, I don't want him to go out. I don't want him to go out. What would that be?
No quiero que salga.
No quiero que salga. I don't want him to go out. How about, I don't want him to speak like that. I don't want him to speak or to talk like that.
No quiero que hable así.
No quiero que hable así. How about, I don't want her to do that. I don't want her to do that. What would that be?
No quiero que haga eso.
No quiero que haga eso. And that concludes today's Pro Spanish lesson. As mentioned before, if you're looking to become a confident and competent speaker of Spanish, head over to prospanish.co.uk where you can download the full Levels 1-6 course.